From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm desperate to get this republic awake. I'm going to get into Newt Gingrich, the globalist operative, coming up later in the hour, I promise, with a bunch of video clips and more. Right now, CW, Shandor, Laura, Mike, Ray, Kathy, Don, Paul, Rick, Henry, Dwayne, Martha, we'll get to all of you. CW in Texas, thanks for holding during my ranting and hyperventilating, but watching the country be fed into a meat grinder is pretty painful.
Yes, sir, I understand, and thank you for taking my call. I've called in, you know, over the years, and sir, I've been roughnecking and working in the oil field since I was 18, and when I can't do that, I work on pipelines. And I'm telling you, on 166 on XM, people are listening to you and getting and understanding the message. Not only that, and I'm not trying to be, you know, some sort of a egotistical person, but I took it upon myself several years ago to put this information out there as much as I could. And I'm telling you, Southeast Texas, South Texas, everywhere I've gone across this country, people are waking up to it in some form or fashion. So as good news, as good gospel, people are understanding and they're not going to take it as far, you know, I don't think everybody has a glass jaw, so to speak, as far as in this movement. But the one thing that concerns me, especially here in the Houston area or in Southeast Texas, I reach out to the other side of the agenda because the English way is to really divide and conquer, you know, mentally. They want to divide the Democrats and Republicans, and just like with the Occupy, Tea Party versus Occupy, they want to say no Ron Paul, no Lyndon LaRouche, you know, none of these folks, right, you know, where you can try to get a whole spectrum of ideas to form a whole opinion.
No, I agree, because the truth is the most powerful idea. That's why Occupy Wall Street, the leadership doesn't want Ron Paul or Patriot Info in there, because they know people will actually wake up to the full paradigm. CW, you're awesome. And yes, people, my show is just one example of the exploding awakening happening, and it's everywhere thanks to people like you. God bless you. Shandor in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Big fan. Calling in to talk about Occupy and this theory called, it's kind of like genetic engineering, but it's memetic engineering, and how Occupy is implanted into our society.
Yeah, the system is branding all revolution against the banksters as leftists, as they always worldwide brand all resistance to globalists as communists, when the globalists feed off a communist system. And again, I'm not saying Occupy itself is bad. They call for the protest to begin. Everybody gathers. And then they come in and take it over. Go ahead. Sorry.
So Occupy Wall Street makes its point, and I think here in Canada we've heard that point. In Niagara region, there is which is just across the border from Niagara Falls, there's this sort of third-generation movement starting where Occupy Wall Street inspired Occupy Toronto, which is now inspiring small-town occupations, which have all sort of fallen apart. But what I've noticed is I was raised in a New Age sort of church cult, and I'm seeing the same processes taking place with consensus, this injection of wiggling your fingers, of tapping your head.
Yeah, no, it's called the Delphi technique is one variant of it, and they claim, we're hearing everyone. What's the consensus? You've all been heard. And then they subtly never come to a decision until people have been twisted to a certain view. And that's exactly what the establishment's doing, is triggering the revolution so they can control it.
All in a box and then close the box. And I'm very concerned about it. One of the even most interesting things I've seen recently is this guy I think his name's Ed, wellaware1.com, has raised interesting points about actors being used at Occupy Wall Street.
I know there's been all sorts of famous actors out there giving support to it. I think that's because they're pretty much conned themselves. I appreciate you joining us. Okay, Mike, Ray, Kathy, Don, Paul, everybody, your calls are straight ahead. Have your point ready, and we'll get right to you. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv, by the way. We've got that deal going right now. You want to support us, 15-day free trial.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Back Sundays 4 to 6 Central as well. Coming up, after I take a whole bunch of your calls, I'm going to get into the real Newt Gingrich, because I can't tell you how many well-meaning conservative people email me, call me, or I see them on TV or hear him on talk radio going, I'm just glad Gingrich is getting up there. He's a statesman, and he's real smart. The communists in 1917 in Russia advertised all these high-tech paintings and film reels of blimps and high-tech factories and super science. That's a very old system to doll up tyranny, fascism, communism, as technological. And that's what Newt Gingrich has always talked about, the global technotronic state, the end of America. I'm going to read you some quotes from the foreword he wrote to just one of Alvin and Heidi Toffler's globalist books. And then I'm going to play Bill Clinton just 2 days ago saying how great Newt Gingrich is. And then I'm going to play Newt Gingrich with Nancy Pelosi endorsing climate change taxes. And again, I'm just getting into a small amount of this. He was sent in to take over the Republican Revolution of 94 and make sure the constitutionalists didn't get anywhere ahead of the globalist staging Oklahoma City to demonize the patriots. Newt Gingrich is an avowed, I mean, he's part of groups here in these reports that openly call for the end of the family, everything. I'm going to read some of the quotes, and that's coming up. And remember, years ago, you didn't believe me that Rick Perry supported open borders or gun control or worked for Al Gore, went to Bilderberg. It's now all admitted. Mitt Romney supports abortion, open borders, sanctuary cities, wrote Obamacare, part of a big hedge fund that raided companies, the opposite of free market, advised by a guy, part of the bailouts. These guys will let you know at critical points. Remember Glenn Beck endorsing the bailout in 2008, now saying he never did that? These guys will surface and let you know who they are. And I hope they change. I hope they realize this system doesn't have any future for them. Okay, I'm going to get to your calls. Then I'm going to get into that and a bunch of other news here. I am a tortured person, though. I'm briefly at the end of the show, guys, make sure I tell them in at least a few minutes what happened with the state police guy pulling me over Friday. I mean, talk about a third world country. What's in that bottle? A literal Topo Chico bottle. And I said, have you ever seen a beer bottle looks like this, buddy? Okay. You ever seen something looks like this? It's water. What's in that tin can down there on the floorboard? Well, I don't know. You're looking in my car trying to create some psychological thing that I'm bad and you're good when you work for government that publicly ships narcotics in and kidnaps little kids. That's another can of bottled water. It reads La Croix or whatever. Don't you see it says water? Or do you have good eyesight? Should you be out driving that police vehicle? Oh, he pulls that little wand and wants to check my tent next. And I just sit there Well, they nickel and dime us, and all the whole culture is about how we're bad and we're evil and they're good. It doesn't matter. Your bosses are going to destroy this country and you ride along with it. So in a way, God gives us a blessing because you get what you want. You get what you need. You get what you beg for. And you, a lot of you are going to be just like German citizens. 20 million of them died because they bought into evil. Or the Russians. And most of you are so weak-minded that serve this system, you're going to love it anyways. Because you like evil, like your father, don't you? All right, I haven't even gotten to the story yet. But my problem is the only reason, and there's nowhere to run anyways, and it wouldn't be running. I was literally rebuking this guy. I can't put up with it anymore. Because this isn't a legitimate government. This is a representative of a group of absolute criminals that have hijacked and destroyed my country. And I can't put up with it anymore. And I don't care how much propaganda or bull or lawyer spin you put on it. The good news is everybody at some level now admits we got a criminal, corrupt system running things. And, folks, you ain't seen nothing yet. And that's why I get so angry. I know how bad it is. I've read all the white papers and put them on air where they talk about once the world government's in place, how they're going to start hard killing people with bioweapons they're going to release. And they're going to tell you Easter Bunny and Al-Qaeda did it. God almighty, I'm trying to save people here, and that's all I'm trying to do. And I'm just crazy enough to be able to face reality. I got my head screwed on so straight, ladies and gentlemen, it'll make your head spin. You know what I mean? Crazy like a fox. You get the riddle? Got my head screwed on so straight, it'll make your head spin. Laura in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex?
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you real quick how the University of Wisconsin is trying to intimidate my husband into submission. He's been taking the TB skin test for 22 years there every 6 months. He's an employee. And he has decided enough is enough. We've recently been awakened within the last
year. It's all part of the medical tyranny. They open the borders to the illegals with the drug-resistant TB. It's all part of just training us to be guinea pigs. Now they're trying to claim it's the law to take shots when it's not. Total fraud. So what's happening, Laura?
Well, now they're telling him that if he doesn't take it, they're going to fire him. And
well, he can sue him. They've tried that with the nurses, everybody. They can claim it's a policy, but it's against his human rights.
That's right.
He can bring up the articles where the German government doesn't really take vaccines but tells the public to.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. He was sent to the compliance director. She looked like Janet Napolitano.
Of course.
And treated them like she would have treated him. And it's crazy. We have to get an attorney and everything over this.
Well, be sure to don't just defend yourself. Sue them. And sue them personally. Okay? And rally people there. And get others. Go knock on doors. Get hundreds to stand together. I've seen this all over the place. You've got to stand against these people because they openly admit they are preparing the police for forced inoculation. That's what the forced blood draws are about, is creating medical corps of police.
I believe it. We've been doing some research, and we found that they don't even know what the TB test, it doesn't even do any good. They don't even know if it works.
Listen, they don't do any Ellis Island tests. The illegal aliens are above the law. I said to the state police guy, I said, I know you're told to let illegal aliens go. And he goes, yeah, I don't like that. Well, then what are you doing pulling me over and wanting to imply I'm bad and all this? And at the end of it, he goes, I know who you are. Listen to your show. I like your show. I'm like, what? But you just did all of this. I go, look, if you were busting the big criminals, if our state was sovereign, then I might, it's a joke. They're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
And again, it isn't that I don't believe in vaccine technology. The problem is there are companies that lobby to force us to take their stuff that is given government liability protection and is hurting people. And you find out the companies are eugenicists doing it on purpose. I mean, I remember 16 years ago getting the documents that they're taking everybody's blood at birth for now 40 years worldwide. And now it's all out in the news. People are like, okay, they take your blood secretly. It's a secret, out-of-control group of criminals. Don't people get it? We're in danger. It's a joke.
Yeah.
And anybody who doesn't make a break with the sports and the crud and the vainness and the worldliness is aiding this. We've got to literally get our priorities straight. If you call that repenting, then call it that. Anything else, Laura?
No, that's it. I just wanted to let you know what's going on in Wisconsin.
God bless you. I'm sorry about your husband. Everybody should pray for him. But you know what? If we don't start bucking it now, we're all going to lose something. God bless you. Now, they fire him there. Other doors will open, Laura. Now, I said I'd take each caller and give them 30 seconds and give a 10-second comment. I didn't do that. When I do this, it works like a charm. But look how great that lady is. And that had to be discussed. Look, regardless of where you stand on vaccines, I'm going to give you the skeleton key to it all. Right here. They admit that they lie nationwide and worldwide and say it's the law to take vaccines. And you got to take them to go to school when it's not true. Go verify they're lying to you. Find out that they know they're lying. And right there's an example of how the mainstream media, schools, and the system, and the doctors will lie to you in a unified front of crooks, of scumbag, racketeering trash. Now, it doesn't just stop there. They took blood and are still doing it for 40 years worldwide for a eugenics database. They're obsessed with your bloodline. We'll be right back.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's just so painful to watch our country being dismantled. And now, hundreds of publications a month admitting global government, but then still mainline conservative talk show hosts won't talk about it because you're not supposed to, because for decades that we were told it didn't exist. I mean, these are total sellouts who think just regurgitating the same old tired mainline Republican talking points are going to save this country, and demonizing Ron Paul, who now even CBS News has to admit is in first or second place, according to the whole index of polls. But now they're saying, oh, forget him. We have Mr. Conservative Newt Gingrich. That's coming up. All right, let's race through your calls. Mike in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Man, you're on fire, brother. I've been a huge fan for a number of years. You woke me up back in 2005. I'd like to thank you for that. And I'd like to say that that first caller was correct. I work in OG&C, oil, gas, and chemicals, out on pipelines. My job takes me a lot of different places. And you're waking up people everywhere. I've been to Iraq, and I didn't believe a lot of things you were saying, but when the Iraqis came up to me and said they couldn't plant their heritage seeds and they had to buy GMO for Archer Daniels Midland and all these folks, I thought they were crazy until I actually investigated it. And
no, that was in the occupational government agreement. It's the aid. Look, they bulldozed in many areas their tangerine plantations, their olive groves. They make them plant. I mean, I get stuff wrong sometimes. But I don't lie. Believe me, I wouldn't just say that.
Here to verify what you're saying. I've seen I worked in the Middle East for 18 years, and I've seen Afghanistan when it had no opium in it. Okay, and then after the Americans went in there, there's opium fields as far as the eye can see. I mean,
and 5 years ago it started coming out. And the Tribs were complaining, and Pat Tillman complained, so they killed him. That later came out. So now they just spun it, and they said, we'll just have all the news announced they're growing it, but say it's patriotic. Again, imagine, the state police pull me over. They let me go because I hadn't done anything. And they're interrogating me about this and that. And I'm like, the government grows the opium and ships it in. You've got the nerve to pull me over when the government's criminal. You're wearing the government's uniform. I don't recognize you. I'm not a criminal. I said, I want to search your police car. You work for a criminal system. The state police, when they got ordered to, stood down on the Texas Youth Commission rape rooms. I want to search you. I don't trust you. The founding fathers said, don't trust government. Get out of my business. I'm not the bad one. You are. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Alex, the thing I'd like to say is that this is all like fire and brimstone and all of that. I think what's lacking in today's environment with regard to protesting the New World Order and all of that is I think they're really afraid of laughter, comedy, parody.
I do some of that. It's just, here's the deal. I've got three small children. Every time I look at them, I get upset because I realize how evil these globalists are. And let me tell you, this is going to go towards mass arrest, black uniforms, red terror stuff. We've got to thread the needle. We've got to turn this around. And everything, and the way it looks, we're going into this. Internet kill switches, Jumbotron, saying tattle on your neighbors. It's all being beta tested. I mean, they're already grabbing our genitals. They're now at highway. I hear you. I know. I joke around some. It's just at a certain point, man, how much evil will my fellow Americans put up with and call it good? I appreciate your call, Mike. God bless you. Great call. I didn't hate that state police guy that pulled me over, but I knew I was driving the speed limit. So when he came over here to ask me questions, I'm like, what are you think you're doing? He's like, huh? And I just started rattling stuff off. I can't take it anymore. I can't play along with your joke anymore. Kathy in New Orleans, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alice. I'm going to say this really, really fast. I'm part of Patriot Radio in New Orleans along with Gary King. We have a meetup group for Ron Paul every single week. And I just want to say, before I go to my second story really fast, is that Ron Paul's wish is to run his caucus as a Republican. So everybody who is trying to be libertarian or independent, please change your vote to Republican. By
sure, we want to try to get him. We want to try to get him elected or in there with as a Republican. I'm just saying later, just as a spoiler, to go in and inject real issues, he should run third party if he doesn't look like he's going to get that nomination. What's the next thing, Kathy?
But the thing of it is that you can change back to what you want after the after. Okay, second part, I went to Disney World this week, and I refused to put my finger in.
Yeah, biometric scans, all brainwashing.
And they told me that all I had to do was they had to check my signature along with my ID. And evidently, there's a lot of people complaining because they do have something.
You know what? I haven't been to SeaWorld, and I'd have been there probably 10 times because of the hand scanning. Not doing it. Hadn't been to Disney World. And they lose $40 billion a year in tourism because of the rape TSA, the tyranny socialist assaulters. I appreciate your call. Good job. Good job. Yeah, say no to all of it. I won't even give my money, period, because of that. Fine. Knock yourselves out. I'm going to look at the Grand Canyon. Of course, he'll have thumb scanners there soon. Don in Michigan, good to hear from you, Don. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex? Hey, I just want to say John McCain, Joe Lieberman, what you were talking about earlier, and Enemy Belligerent Act, any persons, including a U.S. citizen, can be detained for the for the duration.
Well, yeah,
of
they kill U.S. citizens now. Israel and Reuters said they'll kill U.S. citizens here, and our government said do it. And then people are denying this new bill expands it when it clearly says it in the stinking bill. Because these are operatives. These are traitors that come on there. These are government operatives lying. They're ready in seconds. They're waiting for our article to come out with the lies and the legalese.
My point I wanted to make is I got new listeners or semi-new listeners, family and friends listening right now. And I just wanted to let them know that and I told them, go look up anything that you talk about. You can follow up. You will provide a link to it. You will give them information they can follow up on instead of listening to shame stream media, which is just an absolute joke. You know, and as far as lacking adults, I mean, anybody can look around. Just look around when you go to the grocery store, when you go anywhere. Look how dumb everybody looks, how uninformed. And then my family and friends really aren't. I mean, they're in.
Exactly. And listen, don't get scared by all the zombies who are literally in a trance-like state from television, scientific fact. Look it up, folks. Look up trance state television, BBC, Alzheimer's connection to television. People that really get deep into it, the zombies don't count. There's only 0.5% globalists and their minions, and we outnumber them 100-1. We are the power, and the system knows it and scared, Don.
That's why I want everybody to wake up.
God bless you, Don. Say hi to your family right now. You want to say hi to them?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kathy, Dave, I know you're listening. Rob, keep listening.
God bless you. All right, I am the attack dog for liberty. You know it's true. I can't help it. And I'm a sorry excuse for a person, but I'm the best there is, and so are you. We got a job to do. Paul, Rick, Henry, Dwayne, Martha, your calls are coming up. Stay with us.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I have slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 28th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back live. If you want to support this broadcast, whether you're listening on XM, AM, FM, Global Shortwave, Infowars.com, the audio streams, the video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv, please spread the word about the broadcast. That's how we reach new people. That's how we get through the electronic establishment Berlin Wall. Also, you can purchase the books, DVDs, T-shirts, and also spread the word at Infowars.com. I'm offering the best deal ever through Christmas, and that is all 18 of my films that are on DVD, professional documentaries, Masters of Terror, Reflections and Warnings, Endgame, Martial Law, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, The Order of Death, Terror Storm, Police State, all four police states, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic. And it comes with some InfoWars.com bumper stickers and Citizen Rulebook and the music of InfoWars. Great Graham Reynolds CD that's got the music from Endgame and other films on it. All of that, $99.95, normally $360, excuse me. It's a $260 discount, InfoWars.com. And running through the end of this month, there's 3-4 days left. You can get 15-day free trial subscription at PrisonPlanet.tv right now and see my nightly news report, 7 o'clock every evening, professionally produced with reporters, correspondents, the whole nine yards. It's InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. And you can also sign up for a year right now and get 5.5 months free. It comes out to a 44% discount. We only offer that in late November, December every year. That special is going simultaneously. But the 15-day free trial ends in the middle of this week. You want to take advantage of that today. Okay, I'm going to come back in the final segment and go to all of these callers, try to jam in as many as I can. But first, again, I'll cover this more during the week, because now that they're saying he may be the number one candidate, if you look at the index of polls, he's really about number three. But they are really trying right now to push Newt Gingrich. I thought I would just open up a couple salvos on him and not just say he's a globalist and wants a new world order, but actually give you some meat and potatoes. Now, the first thing I want to do is just a Bill Clinton clip from 2 days ago, a Newsmax interview, where he basically says, well, for conservatives, he's a great guy who's reasonable and is informed. Now, you know, when Bill Clinton's praising somebody, I thought this was his arch nemesis. That was all a show back in 94. I even knew that myself then when I was dumb as a box of rocks. Why, though? We're going to play this Clinton clip, and then we'll answer why the establishment wants Newt Gingrich. I mean, it's a two-party dictatorship. At the top, they work together. Newt Gingrich has called for global government and the end of America. I'm going to read you some of the quotes of the book he endorsed here in just a moment. But first, let's go to this clip. Here's Bill Clinton 2 days ago after the last debate talking about Newt Gingrich.
He's articulate, and he tries to think of a conservative version of an idea that will solve a legitimate problem. For example, last night, I watched the national security debate last night, and Newt said two things that would make an independent voter say, well, I got to consider that. He said, okay, I don't want to legitimize people who, immigrants who came here undocumented, illegally. On the other hand, a lot of those people have been here for years. They've worked hard. They've paid taxes. They got kids in the schools. They're not criminals. We're going to have a hard time sending them all home. There are millions of them. So I'd like to have a process where they could be here legally, but not have a path to citizenship. That sort of splits the difference between the immigration reform.
I'm not going to go into the rest of it. We don't have time. The worship, but it's up at InfoWars.com and GrudgeReport.com and all the other better sites. But again, that amnesty plan that Bush brought up four times, that Obama's brought up twice, lets them bring up to six family members in. They sign a form of their aggravated felons. That means violent felons or felons, you know, robbing with a weapon, raping, arson, things like that, aggravated. Bad fellas, the really nasty ones. They sign a form promising not to do it anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, sheriffs and police are on record all over the country. They pull over a van with 15 illegal aliens. If they do arrest them for drunk driving, the judge gives them a $5 fine maximum. I've talked to people from inside the Travis County Prosecutor's Office, high up, who won't come on the show, but they've been to my office, they've given me their cards, I've seen them on TV. And they said, oh, yeah, the judges let them go for $5 or $10. Car wrecks, you name it. Well, I don't need them to tell me that. It's already in the news. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's incredible. There's Newt Gingrich. Now, let's go to another clip. Because every time I mention this, I get emails saying it's not true. This is a TV ad that ran Nancy Pelosi and Newt Gingrich commercial on climate change. They never tell you what the solution is, but it's always a carbon tax. The bill they were trying to pass 3 years ago, when this was brought forward, was federal home inspections, carbon taxes on everything, total shutdown of America, China's exempt. So this is a military attack on our energy system. Coal supplies 51%. They want that completely bankrupt. That's a quote from Pelosi and Obama have both said. Don't believe me? Just type Nancy Pelosi bankrupt coal. Obama bankrupt coal. You'll get the stinking videos. Okay? Energy's all is everything. You got that? You think you don't have jobs now and can't compete with China? How about they shut down half our power or more? Let's go ahead and go to the traitor. Here he is with Nancy Pelosi.
Hi, I'm Nancy Pelosi, lifelong Democrat and Speaker of the House.
And I'm Newt Gingrich, lifelong Republican, and I used to be Speaker.
We don't always see eye to eye, do we, Newt?
No, but we do agree our country must take action to address climate change.
We need cleaner forms of energy, and we need them fast.
If enough of us demand action from our leaders, we can spark the innovation we need.
Oh.
Go to WeCanSolveIt.org.
Now,
together, we can do this.
Now, they always call it innovation. Lenin had all these big images of glistening blimps and aircraft and adamantine steel structures and Valhallic Star Warsian visions of, you know, Coruscant or something. It's always the same. You're going to live in this big mega dome city glistening, and a computer will decide how much food you get. I mean, you don't just think the Zeitgeist people thought that stuff up. That's New World Order 101 UN baloney. Have you read the stuff Newt Gingrich has written? Have you read the forewords he wrote to several books by Alvin and Heidi Toffler? Let's put up from Amazon.com. I actually read this book 20 years ago. It's on my dad's bookshelf. Still lived at home 20 years ago when I was 17 years old. And I pulled this off the shelf, Creating a New Civilization, forward by Newt Gingrich. Now, you can go read the whole forward yourself, or just type into a search engine, Creating a New Civilization, forward by Newt Gingrich, and you will get it. Because I can't read the entire thing to you. But there's all these quotes here, how he burned to create a new political system, a third wave. And you get into the Futures Research Quarterly, which its symbol is 3 sixes, by the way, and it's this great system, getting rid of the family. I mean, you got to read this to believe it. I'm going to hurry here, but I'm going to get to some of it. He told the Washington Post, I have an enormous political ambition, Gingrich told the Washington Post. I want to shift the entire planet, and I'm doing it. Yeah, because you got the New World Order behind you. Continuing here, the planetary shift of Gingrich takes a number of dangerous forms. And it goes on the third wave. All right? And it continues here. And we'll put that book back up on screen for people to break all this down. Let me just read some of this to you. This is from Newt Gingrich's lengthy forward. The time has come for a next great step forward in American politics. It is not a matter of Democrats versus Republicans or left versus right. See, he's a globalist agent in there. But he's not shattering left-right paradigm from the position I'm saying. But something more significant, a clear distinction between rearguard politicians who wish to preserve and restore an unworkable past, like the Bill of Rights Constitution. What did he say in the debate this week? Just get rid of the Bill of Rights. And those who are ready to transition to what we call the third wave. Now, you read deeply into the third wave movement, it's a bunch of modern corporate fascist system with communism on the bottom to control us. He said an information age society. Oh, like he invented the internet, like Al Gore says. No, it means they control the development of technology in the direction they want towards total surveillance and control. A new civilization is emerging in our lives, and blind men everywhere are trying to suppress it. Oh, I'm not blind. I see what you are. This new civilization brings with it new family styles. You read into what this group he's part of calls for, the end of the family. Changed ways, a new economy, like the new globalist one that shut us down. New political conflicts. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Up at InfoWars.com, we've got a great knockoff of Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line about the Federal Reserve and Ron Paul. It's pretty good. I meant to play it today, but we'll probably play it tomorrow sometime in the first hour of the radio show. A lot of informative and big guests coming up this week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I want to jam in as many calls as possible, and I didn't do justice to the Gingrich thing. But I played Bill Clinton likening Nancy Pelosi, them up there supporting the carbon tax legislation. Remember all that? I mean, total federal takeover of everything, and there he is saying, get this legislation through. We're going to innovate like NAFTA and GATT did. He goes on, a new civilization is emerging in our lives, and blind men everywhere are trying to suppress it. You know, people that have sight. I noticed when he condescendingly, you know, said, we do disagree on some things, Nancy. It's all part of being a sick liar who sees you all as meat on the table. Just a sickening sociopathic, probably a psychopathic, studying his psychology individual. This new civilization brings with it new family styles, change ways. God, look what they've done to our women and our men in this country. Men are like little boys. Women are just so enraged at the system, the culture. They think it's their men's fault. A new economy, new political conflicts, and altered consciousness. Oh, an altered consciousness, Newt, is a little globally. Humanity faces a quantum leap forward, only if we listen to him, though. This is the meaning of the third wave. Our argument is based on what we call the revolutionary premise. Ah, the Illuminati. The revolutionary premise liberates our intellect and will. Like Emperor Palpatine, nationalism is first wave. Oh, I'm reading from Newt Gingrich, nationalism. Oh, get rid of it and Goldman Sachs can run me and raise my taxes and steal it because they, oh, that's a, oh, this isn't some new system. This is good old-fashioned tyranny. Good old-fashioned sharecropper economy. Nationalism is first wave. The globalization of business and finance required by advancing third wave economies routinely punctures the national sovereignty that nationalists hold so dear. Oh, when he was in the House, when they said, oh, we love him being a little globalist, you can be speaker now. As economies are transformed in the third wave, they are compelled to surrender part of their sovereignty. You always hear that from all the globalists. This is poets and intellectuals of third wave states sing the virtues of a borderless world and a planetary consciousness. You want me to continue? And I've got to hear shameful, arrogant. You try to walk over some business guy or good old boy or insurance salesman when you hear him talking about Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich will get tough. Yeah, I like him. He's a real conservative. And if you dare try to walk over to those guys, I guarantee they get upset. Shut up, boy. We like Newter. It's like watching people run off a cliff. Just run off a cliff. Run off a cliff. Run off a cliff. It's like Mitt Romney writing Obamacare, anti-gun, anti-family, pro-abortion, and he's got the evangelicals, all of them lined up, ready to lick his boots for a million miles. And because I can read what Newt Gingrich stands for 20 years ago and today, I'm the bad man. Okay, fine. I'm the bad guy. Paul in New Jersey, then Rick, Henry, Dwayne, Martha, and others. Paul, you got 30 seconds. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening. I just come back from the Philadelphia Occupy Philly. I've been going over there for like 25 days out of the last couple of months. And I've been handing out literature about the Federal Reserve, and I told them over there they should be protesting in front of the Federal Reserve, not here. And I've been handing out this literature, and I hold like many seminars and people that are interested. Explain them.
You are the force and the driver of liberty. You, the individual soldier on the ground for liberty, are going to crush them. Because Soros controls the main Occupy. They're there protesting free market, blaming it, when you should be protesting the globalist crony insider Federal Reserve. Well said. Go ahead.
Because they use the Hegelian principle of conflict resolution all the time. They control both sides, and they make a problem, then they give you the solution. The solution is, for the people, it's the old Indian term, bohica. If you know what that means.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what they got going on is they got a bunch of cards up their sleeves, and we're calling them on it. We're like, you got a whole deck up your sleeve. You're cheating there. I'm holding the ace of spades. You just played it. And they're going, that's a conspiracy theory. And I'm like, well, you're a convicted card shark. I mean, this is a bunch of criminals. How many crimes have these globalists committed? They're like, no, I don't have anything. And how many cards have fallen out now? They're like, never mind those. So they're right, I had some cards up my sleeve. They're the bad man. They're the ones that, I mean, do you see their little mind games? How long can pot-bellied little control freaks keep winning? We must rise up against them.
The first couple of days I was over there, they had two tables set up, one to sign up for the Communist Party and one to sign up for the Socialist Party. I steered about 50 to 60 people away from that and said, don't even think about it. And I gave them literature about the Federal Reserve, how to control everything, manipulate everything.
Good job, Paul. Got a job. Yeah. Keep it up. I salute you. All Info Warriors salute you. Those who are about to defeat tyranny salute you. Rick in Nevada, you're on the air worldwide.
I'm here to help you fix the Google bomb. When you have the people do the Google bomb search, have them click only once because the algorithm's killing you. I'm done. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, I've noticed Google now, even if you put Alex Jones in or whatever, or Ron Paul, I'm trying to search to see what the new hit piece is. If you click, usually I'd put my name in or Ron Paul's or whatever I'm looking for, and then hit web, hit news, hit image. It makes you do it each time. So, yeah, I guess we have to, like, enter it once and then hit click and then re-enter it so they make it a little bit harder. We'll try that out this coming up week. Google bomb's too powerful of a weapon to leave in the dust. Doesn't matter. We used the weapon while we had it to great effect. That's what matters. Make hay while the sun shines. Get it while it's hot. And other such cliches. Henry in Canada, love you. Come on in.
Good afternoon, Dr. Jones.
How you doing, buddy?
All right. 30 seconds. Very quickly, report from We Are Change Victoria and a quick comment on the Roland Powell campaign. Last 9/11, we went down to the Parliament grounds. We got a permit, big tent, huge banners, big signs, people on either side of the road. 10 people came and went. 5 more people came from the community. A guy brought his tween kids. We had an old lady giving out DVDs and info, calling for a new investigation where the commissioners don't say it's a fraud. It was awesome. It was wholesome. We probably reached 3,000. That's how you get it done. And Ron Paul, quickly, I love Jesse Ventura, but I think all this Jesse Ventura talk is a childish fantasy, quite frankly, and it's hurting the campaign. I say Alan Keith, he's a solid guy, libertarian, and he's black. Boom.
Well, listen, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, and again, I got confused on my calls. This is Henry, right? Yeah, that is who I was talking to? Yeah, Henry, you got it. He's like, not as bad as Newt Gingrich, but he was ambassador to the UN. He is good on a lot of issues, Second Amendment, stuff like that, abortion. But that's why they ignore Alan Keyes, because he is a lot better than a lot of those guys. I'm a Ron Paul guy. I'm just saying it's interesting to have Ventura on and talk about it. But I hear what you're saying. Dwayne in Georgia. Dwayne, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thank you for taking my call. Big-time info warrior. Hey, listen, Alex, please hear me out on this. I'm going to make some really quick points here real fast. Some things you can do to stop this bull crap really fast. If you live in a small rural area, I got a friend of mine named Scotty. He ordered your videos, Alex. He's got the videos. And the woman can't rent the videos out, but she can actually, they can rent them out, but they can't charge them for it. And he's doing that, and then videos are going out left and right. And this is
a lot of people donate my films to these little small town video rental shops. They still got them in small and medium sized towns. That has a great effect. Air them on Access TV. Even if you're not a producer, find the Patreon on the local Access and get them to air it.
Right, exactly. And this defense authorization bill, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, you better read this. It's not a joke. You better copy it off so you know what you're reading. Call your family, call your friends, and tell them to get a hold of their senators. They got computers. They pull the phone numbers up and call them. We got to stop that Defense Authorization Act. I have no intentions of going to work and having M16s lined up on the side of the M streets, because that's where we're headed at.
Well, sir, they're already putting troops on the streets all the time now to get us ready for it. But, yeah, it says they're going to put troops on the streets. Army Times and Stars and Stripes years ago announced they're getting ready for the homeland takeover. I mean, this is not for Al-Qaeda, folks. This is for you when they take your pension fund and you get angry.
Yes, sir. You got that right, Alex. And I'll tell you something else. If you want to make sure Ron Paul gets in, you want some super powerful info on Ron Paul to get this out to people that's blowing their minds, go to dailypaul.com and order the Super Ron Paul.
Absolutely. I'm out of time. Martha, your tail gunner. 30 seconds. Take us out. Martha in Illinois.
Alex, I got a great idea. I'm going to buy all your videos, put them in my local library. Make them available to all the people in my neighborhood.
Yeah, we can always use low-tech because they're moving to shut down the web, selectively kill certain information with the Internet kill switch. See you back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. God bless you all. Now fight the tyranny. Great.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.